I speak to you in the name of God. God the Creator, God the Redeemer, and God the Sustainer. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated. I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. Our theme today, crying out in the wilderness. And we know what wilderness can be like. We have all suffered the wilderness. And I'm going to explore that a bit this morning. But we also lit candles this morning. A candle for peace, a candle for hope, and today a candle for joy. In the language of Jesus, where he spoke Greek, and he probably also spoke Hebrew, in Greek, O Jesus, ene hela, Jesus is hope. Jesus is joy. What is joy to us, especially when we're in the darkness? Our refugee family who have come to us, and we greet you, who've come to us today, know what it's like to be in wilderness, know what it's like to be in pain. But we've all suffered that in one way or another in our lifetimes. We know what it's like to be in darkness. We know what it's like to feel alone and depressed. We know what it's like to feel that no one cares for us. No one cares about my situation. Or I've done something so poor, so wrong, that I'm now suffering and I deserve it. And who am I to ask for better? Those are all human things that we've all experienced at some time in our life. We have suffered it when somebody close to us dies, or a part of us dies because something goes wrong in our life. We know it because we sometimes feel depressed, especially at this time of year when the sun days go less and it's dark, dark, dark. But other causes can make us feel depressed. Or when we feel angry and dissatisfied. Or maybe we're into a job. Remember back in our working careers and the job didn't go as well as we thought. Or maybe we had love and we lost it. And we feel sad and depressed and without joy and hope. But in Jesus, we hear that Jesus is all about joy. And John the Baptist was bringing that message that in Jesus brings joy in the darkness. And how do we find that joy today? There was a person who some of you have heard of, Viktor Frankl. And Viktor Frankl in World War II was captured by the Nazis. He was Jewish. He converted later in his life to Christianity. But he was captured by the Nazis and was forced to watch his own family be incinerated before his eyes, for they were trying to break him. He was a psychiatrist. But he maintained his own sense of joyfulness, which led to happiness. For he said, the secret to finding happiness and finding joy is having meaning. Is having meaning in your life. And once you've found what gives you meaning, you will be sustained no matter what goes on around you. For the Nazis were absolutely amazed that he was not broken. And he actually was so strong in his own internal self. I went to a lecture of his near the end of his life, and I was a young kid. I was 19. And he came to the university where I was studying in Wolfville, Nova Scotia, at Acadia. And he lectured to us for a week. And luckily, I don't know why, but I felt compelled to go. And I went to every one of the lectures and bought the books. But he was amazing. And the Nazis tried to break his spirit and they could not. And he said the secret for him was he found meaning in his life. And he served other prisoners afterwards, giving them counsel in the midst of their despair. And he also then later in his life counseled others. And he found that in Christianity, he found that Jesus and the love of Jesus was so powerful that he could gravitate to those teachings and make them part of his own. And he was able to carry on and help people find meaning in their lives, which gave them joy and happiness that did not go away. In this dark season, when we feel the darkness around us, and it's not just a physical darkness, but there's a darkness in our society today, and we hear it all the time. We hear centers of learning and science being told they can't use scientific terms anymore. Crazy. We hear people being told that what matters is not who you are and how you reach out and love and care for others, but it's how much money you have. Nuts. Crazy. That may give you a little bit of joy for a week, having $2 or $3 billion, but it doesn't sustain. It loses its power. Power for happiness comes from having meaning. And as we prepare to celebrate annually the birth of Jesus, which we do next Sunday and Monday, the question I ask you today is, what gives you meaning in life? What gives you meaning in life? And once you find that, then you will have sustained joy and sustained happiness. For me, I find it through the example of Jesus Christ. I find it in the example that he loved everyone. He loved the outcasts. He loved the sinners. He loved those who were different. He loved and treated equally men and women. He loved the lepers. And in that love, it sustained him. He was a radical social justice person. And I find that to be a model for me. And I invite you to see yourself, how do you serve? How do you serve in ministry as a minister of Jesus Christ? And how, as you prepare for the birth of Jesus, remembering that the birth of Jesus, the incarnation, meaning God in a bodily form, also indicates that the Jesus is alive and that we, each of us, have a divinity within us. No matter who you are, there's divinity within you and me. And divinity within everybody else around us. There's God resides in every person. God is not away, away, away from us. God is here, now, and present. So I invite you to think about, as you prepare for the birth of Jesus, to have the birth again of the divinity of God within you, to strike a light. And as you think about the darkness that you may have, remember that the divine light of Jesus Christ is never extinguished, and that you carry divinity in you, and that through that joyfulness of light of Jesus within you, that light of divinity, you can find joy that cannot be extinguished, which will give you sustained happiness. And that comes from doing and finding things that give you meaning. I want to give a few examples that I know off the top of my head. There are people among us who go and help youngsters learn to read and read with them. Amazing. Lovely volunteer ministry. There are people here who volunteer to make sure that this church community is always doing well. Amazing. There are people who opened up their hearts and made sure that there was a path for Catherine and her family to be here, to have safety and calmness after years of not having that. That's a lovely joyfulness. It brings meaning. People read the scripture and help others learn to read, or visit in the nursing homes. And the list goes on and on and on. All of these things bring meaning. If you are struggling and saying, where do I find happiness? Remember that happiness comes through joyful participation in things that give you meaning. And once you find meaning in your life, joyfulness will never be extinguished within you. Happiness will always be there. And that happiness for me begins with Jesus. Viktor Frankl, in his last lecture that I remember from a long time ago now, said that the reason he converted to be a Christian from Judaism, that he found in Jesus the Messiah had really come. And that Jesus was Messiah for him, and who brought peace and joy and hope and love for him, to help sustain him in his own work. It brought and enhanced the meaning that he already had in his life. And he shared with us at the Baptist University I was attending, Acadia, that all of us should remember the joyfulness which brings meaning and happiness that sustains. It influenced my life. Putting Jesus central in our lives, help us all. And so today, as we prepare for Christmas, I invite you to reflect in your own selves. Am I doing what brings meaning in my life? Or am I just chasing after phantoms? And if you think you are just chasing after phantoms, now is the time to reflect and to move towards doing things that bring meaning. You may have had a meaningful career and you've retired from that, but that doesn't mean you're washed up. There's always more challenges. There's always more things to bring meaning to you. May God the Holy Spirit rest upon each of us as we seek and find meaning for us centered in Jesus, who brings us joy. And may we find that renewed in us as we receive the sacrament this day. May God bless us all. Amen.